This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A contentious town hall meeting on Sunday for one Democratic presidential candidate after a fatal police shooting in his hometown the previous Sunday involving a white officer and a black man. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg was back in South Bend, Indiana, where he told residents,
"There is a lot beneath the surface when it comes to trust and legitimacy around policing and race in our city."
Buttigieg says he agrees with community members that outside investigations, including one from the Justice Department, should take place.
Some in the community have asked for an independent investigator to be appointed by the prosecutor to take over. And I want to let you know that I agree with this recommendation as well, and that I notified the prosecutor that I would like for him to take that step.
Prosecutors say the fatal shooting last Sunday of the black man was not recorded on the white officer's body cam. I'm Julie Walker.
The ruling party candidate in the rerun of Istanbul's mayoral election has conceded defeat to opposition candidate Ekrem İmamoğlu. Sunday's vote was held because election authorities annulled İmamoğlu's initial historic election victory in March on a technicality, after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan disputed the defeat of his candidate. Electoral authorities rejected the ruling party's claims of voting fraud but ordered a re-vote after ruling a number of election officials were ineligible. In a sign of the importance of Sunday's election, voting was brisk from the moment the polls opened. Istanbul is Erdogan's home city and has been his power base for 25 years, since his rise to power started as the city's mayor. The city accounts for a third of Turkey's economy and nearly half the taxation. The mayorship is the second most powerful political prize in the country after the presidency. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has backed down on his threat of military retaliation on Iran, but now says he will introduce new economic sanctions